The Third Angel's Message by A.T. Jones, 1895, Sermon number 7. The lesson tonight will be directly connected with the lesson that closed on page 33 of the bulletin. That is the close of the second lesson, the one on the position and the aims of the papacy. And that you may get the connection clearly, I will read a few lines from the last of it, taking again the sentence that was quoted from the letter from Rome, that what we do know is that a world is in its death agony, and that we are entering upon the night which must inevitably precede the dawn, and that in preparation for this agony of death of the world, the papacy is casting off the old slough, putting on a new form in every conceivable way in order to fulfill her mission in these times that are to come, as was read. Here was read on page 33 from the quotation, what we do know is that a world is in its death agony to the end of that lesson. Now, we will study that a little while in the scriptures. And these scriptures, like all others that we are quoting and studying here, are scriptures with which we are all perfectly familiar, scriptures which all have often quoted, and of which we expect the fulfillment. And the first one is in Revelation 13, verse 8. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That shows that the papacy is to have control of this whole world and all that is in it, and of everybody that is in it, except only those whose names are written in the book of life of the Lamb, those who belong to the kingdom of God and are separated from this world. So that, as an actual fact, the papacy does, the scripture shows it too, have possession in the times when these things shall culminate of all of those of this world, because Christ's disciples are not of this world. There stands the word, not that God wants it so, but it will be so in spite of all that he wants to the contrary, that all whose names are not in the book of life and retained there will worship the beast. They will do it. It matters not what they have their minds made up to do, or not to do, that thing they will do. They cannot help doing it, because not having their names in the book of life of the Lamb, they will be of this world entirely, and therefore will be of the papacy entirely, because whatsoever is of this world is of the papacy in the times in which we live. This shows that the power of the world is brought once more into her hand. Now, a verse in the seventh chapter of Daniel. This power will be used by her for the only purpose for which she ever used any power in the world, or for which she ever shall use it, to compel all to do her bidding. All that she ever used any power for was to force upon everybody her dictates. All that she wants with power now is to do that, and everything that she is doing anywhere on the earth is devoted to that one point of getting back her power over the world. The evidences of this that have been given in the lessons we have already had are before all, and I need not cite any of these. And so it is written, 21st and 22nd verses, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. That is at the coming of Christ, of course, so that when it is written that all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, it is also written of the same time that this power, which she shall have gained and is now gaining over the world and in the world, is used for the purpose of compelling all to do her bidding, to compel all to worship the beast. and those who will not do that, she makes war against, till the day that they enter into the kingdom of glory at the coming of the Lord. Another verse